What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. I wanted to share this with you.
Lesson I learned. Mess with the chick that like you, not the one you like. The one you like, you're gonna accept all kind of stuff out of it. And y'all know it's true. You're gonna accept all kind of stuff, but you never accept off another chick. And it might be another chick right next door that like you and gonna do everything and keep you right. But you'd rather mess with this pretty girl over here that's giving you all kind of problems, you dig? That's how the world goes. Not just with the pimp and the whole game. A lot of people have a tendency, the right people they're supposed to treat right, that's loyal and dedicated, they overlook it and they treat the other people right. That mean them no good, no intentions. And that's life.
I'm going to play this one more time just so you guys can really hear what this man said.
Most important lesson I've learned. Mess with the chick that like you, not the one you like. The one you like, you're going to accept all kind of stuff out of it. And y'all know it's true. You're going to accept all kind of stuff, but you never accept off another chick. And it might be another chick right next door that like you and going to do everything and keep you right. But you'd rather mess with this pretty girl over here that's giving you all kind of problems, you dig? That's how the world goes. Not just with the pimp and the whole game. A lot of people have a tendency, the right people they're supposed to treat right, that's loyal and dedicated, they overlook it and they treat the other people right. That mean them no good, no intentions. And that's life.
So I saw this as I was scrolling. And, of course, lo and behold, the comment section was, it went haywire. Okay, you have women who are in the comment section going off, you know, I know we're not sitting here taking advice from a pimp and this and this and that. And it's so interesting because if a woman comes up and she has a certain background, you know, in the same field that this man has, and she is saying stuff against men, women would be like, oh, yeah, you know, well, I'm going to listen to her because she know a thing or two, or, you know, she's experienced. But because this man has a certain path or whatever, it doesn't mean that he can't say anything that's valid.
Did you catch that? There's a few things that I like about this chick. One, she has the same recording style that I do. And two, she revealed a whole fucking world that not only reinforces what we already knew, but I feel with absolute confidence now why I'm gonna like why I walk around the way I walk around now. I walk around like I hate women, and it's not that I hate them, it's just I understand them. I get it. The moment, like, I used to be one of those motherfuckers that would try to chase down a woman that didn't like me. And I would find that, like, a challenge to try to get her to like me. And, excuse me. God, sorry about that. Once I would get her to like me, I would swoop in. Easy as that, man. I would get that girl fucking hooked on my dick. And then I would ride that fucking relationship until the fucking wheels fell off. And the situation, like, the outcome was always the same. We'd fall out of love. And the times that I was with women that I just didn't really care much for, those girls were ride or die. Those girls were desperate to stay in my life. One of them, I think I told you in a prior video, she was she had tattoos up the ass. I just could not fucking stand her. She was one of those chicks that, like, all she wanted to do was just fucking smoke weed all the fucking time. And I got so sick and tired of it because it was like, dude, do you got anything better to do? Like, Do you have a life? Any hobbies? Other than just coming home and smoking? Before they go to work, at break, at lunch, you know, on the way home, they'd come home, have another fucking blunt, have another fucking another bowl. Just fucking weed. On the weekend, it was just like, fuck, dude, that's all they did all day long, was just smoke weed. And I felt so fucking pathetic. Like, dude, this is it. This is what I attract. Is this fucking disgusting human being. And that chick would do anything for me. And I was homeless. I was broke. So I was just like slumming it. Like a piece of shit. Although, to be fair, in the area that I was in, Fullerton, California, forget it, dude. Especially during the recession. Fucking forget it trying to find a job. No place was hiring, and the places that were hiring were only hiring women. Why? Because men did not ask for overtime. And this was before Jordan Peterson said it. As soon as they would get a guy, they would throw his ass into a night shift and fucking bury his ass with just the heaviest fucking work that he couldn't handle in the shortest amount of time so that he would quit and get another guy to do it. And no, they wouldn't hire more people. Target didn't fucking do it. Walmart didn't do it. Home Depot didn't do it. They were like, nope, we're not going to hire more people. We're just going to hire just the bare minimum. And give them the fucked up hour at night, do the restocking, lift the heavy fucking loads, have them operate equipment that they have no idea, like a side pallet or a pallet jack that's a top loader. I hated those things. It was a stand-up jack. I fucking couldn't stand those. And you needed a certification, so that was another $45 plus the class. And I didn't have that money. I was broke. I remember I tried to work at this fucking place called Tuesday Mornings, and my girlfriend, at the time, she applied for that job, and they called her. Applied at fucking Ross, and so did my best friend's best friend, her friend, basically, a chick. And I told them the situation. I'm like, look, man, I'm homeless, I got a place to live, but if I don't come up with the rent, I'm gonna get kicked out. And they hired the chick over me. I went over to this Korean barbecue spot, or is a Chinese food store, excuse me. I walked in, I put in an application, I said, hey, I'm looking for work, I can cook, you know, what's up? I didn't quite say it like that, it was a lot more eloquent than that, a lot more nuance in that story. I'm just kind of trying to condense this shit. And the woman said, sorry, we only hire women. And then they just went back to talking like I didn't even fucking exist. And then the owner was like, no, that's not how we handle things. Do you cook indoor or outdoor? And I was like, both. Okay, well, what do you specialize in? Well, any type of cooking. You know, throw it at me. No, what do you specialize in? Indoor or outdoor? And I was like, well, I can do outdoor. And she says, sorry, we're looking for indoor. And I was like, dude, I just told you I could do both. They're like, yeah, but you just said you specialize in outdoor. It's like, no, I could do both. Cooking's cooking. They didn't want to hear it. They're like, well, sorry, the position's about to be filled anyway, so never mind. We just forgot to take the sign down. And the sign stood up there for a fucking week. And finally, after fucking doing construction, I had the balls to go back to every one of those employers and tell them exactly what was on my fucking mind. I let those cunts have it. It's like, look, you fucking pieces of shit. I remember this one chick. I fucking couldn't stand her. She had this smug look on her face. And I was like, dude, I was fucking homeless. And if it wasn't for my uncle giving me a job in construction, I wouldn't have made it. I probably would have ended my life. It was through his good graces that I have a job. So I just want to show you, like, the work ethic and the money that I'm making now versus the money that I could have been making here. Like, you threw me away. And the chick just, like, sat there smiling. Well, you know, if you feel like applying again. And I was like, no, I'm not going to fucking apply to you. You've already demonstrated to me that you're incapable of picking the right people. How many people have you cycled through? It was at that Tuesday mornings. I forget the cross streets, but it's in Fullerton, California, on the border between La Quinta and something. And this bitch just smiled at me, and I was just like, dude, you're a fucking snake in the grass. I just told her flat out, like, dude, I think you're a fucking piece of shit, honestly. And if you guys have a corporate, hope to fucking God I don't get a hold of them. Went over to the fucking chick in Ross, and I, like, after that, I calmed down. I walked over to the chick at Ross, which was right, somewhat down the street. And I told her something similar. I said, look, I applied for this position. I was more than overqualified. I had all these qualifications. I told you that I had my own business. I told you this is what I was capable of. Now I'm doing construction, making $75,000 a year. And I'm working doubles. You could have had me, but instead you chose this chick who had no qualifications, who had no experience, who had nothing, who has a bad drug habit. And you picked her over me, and where is she at now? And she just, like, stayed quiet. And then her helper, the chick, she was like, I told her to pick you. And I was like, I know, ma'am. I was there. I know you did. Thank you. And then she fucking broke down, and I remember she just, like, confessed. Oh, well, it was because she said she really needed it because her and her mom. And I was like, dude, fuck her. You have no idea how badly she used to fuck me over. She still owed me money. I'm like, damn, dude. Like, you really need to fucking think about the people that you're hiring. Because you're hiring shit quality people. She's like, yeah, I'm sorry. I'll do better next time and all this other stuff. And I was just like, dude. Like, I can't fucking, like, I can't even look at you in the eyes. I just kept, like, staring, like right through her. Like, I can't even fucking look at you in your eyes because you're just so disgusting to me. You would give that druggie a fucking chance, but you won't give me a chance. Well, and I said, thank God that, you know, my uncle gave me a job in construction because I don't know if I would have made it. I was seriously on the brink of suicide until he came into my life and gave me that fucking opportunity. Now I have managerial experience. I know how to lead people. And I know how to command authority. Like, I can already tell that nobody listens to you. So you surround yourself with people who aren't as threatening. Like, you were dumb to let me go. And I just walked out. But that was how fucking hard it was to get a job during the fucking recession. People that were hiring didn't want strong presences. They didn't want somebody with a backbone, somebody that could call it out as it was. They wanted obedience, meek, coy, shy motherfuckers, because they knew that they could control them. The moment that they saw me smile and have like a presence, they didn't want that. They wanted easy to fucking manipulate people with no fucking green cards, people that were drug addicts, people that were easily manipulatable, and you could lie to them. And that's what pissed me off. Because that town has 2 or 3 city colleges, I think. Each one of them offered, guess what? That feminist bullshit. Intro to feminism. Intro to feminism and, like, feminism theory. And my friend took those classes and, bro, dude, that was it. I lost my best friend. Whatever friendship she and I had was gone. She pissed it the fuck away. And I just find it interesting that this girl would make that comment. I find it extremely interesting that that chick would agree with that. She has no fucking fear to come out and just say, "Hey, this is what I see," and I hear people in the comment section making this comment, that comment, whoop de woo, la di la. But at the end of the day, the message is for men. It's not for you women. And as a contradiction, how is it that if a sleaze bitch were to jump on this fucking stage and say the exact same fucking shit, you girls would be lapping that shit up? You know, I don't like quoting Destiny, but you know, I just got a thing against him, but you know what? I think now's an appropriate time to quote him. Just slurping, just lapping that shit up. No matter how many times I hear men preach this type of gospel, regardless if I agree with them or not, or their character, their flawed character, or whatever it may be, I hear this all the time. All the time. Sorry about that. Fucking cricket was pissing me off. I hear this shit all the fucking time. This exact fuck. So now I don't feel bad when I fucking walk out there with the chip on my shoulder. I don't. I'm fucking done. I'm done feeling guilty about not wanting to be in a relationship with women. I'm fucking done feeling that way. This chick and that video set me fucking free. So whenever a fucking man tries to guilt trip me into saying, "Oh, you just need to give it another shot. You know, you shouldn't give up on love. You shouldn't give up on this." It's like, man, fuck that. Because she goes on to say something and I had to pause it and I was furious.
That's the thing that I don't like about the way that a lot of people's mentality is. A lot of people, they say, "Oh, well, if he, you know, he's not married, he's not a husband, he knows nothing about women. He has no idea about this, he has no idea about that." As if he's not a man. Like, as if he's not a man and hasn't had his own relationship experiences. Right? Like, you don't have to put everything together in one box and then say, "Oh, well, we can only trust or this or that." No, if something makes sense, it just makes sense, and it doesn't matter who it comes from.
So to piggyback off of what she said, there was another video that she said that I will try to find it, but she said, "It's disgusting because I went online." Well, she said this. "It's disgusting. I went online and I saw this statistic that said that women prefer men that are already married or already have a girlfriend, because that's the validation that a man has to say that man is high value. He's got bitches chasing him. He's got a fucking wedding ring on. And a woman will come much harder when she knows you cheated. You have just fucking cheated." And that's what fucking just like disgusted me. And she goes on.
That's first of all. Second of all, I saw a lot of women in the comment section saying like, "Oh, well, you know, this is actually the other way around. Women shouldn't be with a man who doesn't love them more because this and this and that." No, let's clarify this right now. This message is solely for men. Okay? Men should not be with a woman that they like more. Women are supposed to like their man more.
Patrice O'Neal said this, didn't he? He said, "You cannot be with the woman that you like. You have to be with the woman that you hate." He says, "You cannot love her more." Like, if I love you more, you know, the hypothetical girl, then what does that leave me when you leave? So I can't love you more. I gotta love me more than I love you.
And of course, I already know y'all gonna be like, River, what you talking about? No, because I need my man to be sweating over me. No, you don't. Because women have a tendency that when they have a man in the palm of their hand, they don't know what to do with that. They don't know what to do with the quote-unquote power. They don't know what to do with those feelings. And what they end up doing is treating him bad, disregarding him, because they can have him at their every whim. They start to kind of like disregard him, disrespect him. Okay? You see, men know how to marginalize things. Men are very intelligent. They know how to be like, okay, you know, well, she likes me more, but guess what? She might not have been my first choice, but it doesn't mean that that's going to stop me from marrying her. It doesn't mean that's going to stop me from staying with her and being with her, because you know what? I prioritize my respect more than anything, and she meets me there. She doesn't stress me out. She's peaceful. She's calm. She's kind. She's attractive. I may have been interested in this person, but guess what? I'm going to take this person because I can trust them with me. Women, on the other hand, are quite the contrary. Okay? Women will see a guy who is all over them, head over heels with them, and you know what they do? In their mind, they take that man for a fool. They turn around and be like, well, you the one that chose me. You know, I could treat you any kind of way because I was doing you a favor by being with you. Men don't tend to say that. That's not a normal behavior for a man to say, well, I'm doing you a favor by being with you because I could be with anybody. That's more of what women say. Majority of the time, women are saying, well, I could be with anybody. You know, you're the one who chose me. You're the one who married me. You're the one who did this. You're the one who did that. I didn't force you. Women tend to throw that in people's faces.
That's what broke the spell. That's what broke the spell for me to just say, you know what? Fuck this. You have no idea how irritated I am for dating so many fucking deadbeat ass bitches and allowing myself to be treated the way that I did for so long because I had no idea that that's what was going on through their head. I remember the first girl that ever cheated on me. You know what she said? Exactly what this girl just said. I was like, why the fuck did you cheat on me? Like, I had my own car, I was going to school, and I had an education, I had my own business. And she cheated on me with the guy, with the box boy from work. And you know what she told me? It's because I took you for granted. Wait for part 2. Guard your heart.